The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 55, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 22, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
Okay, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 2, text number 55. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Prajahati Yada Kaman Sarvan Paratam Manogatan Atman Yevatmana Tushta Stitapag Nashta Dochyate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Partha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification, which arise from mental concoction, and when his mind, thus purified, finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness. Purport. The Bhagavatam affirms that any person who is fully in Krishna consciousness or devotional service of the Lord has all the good qualities of the great sages, whereas a person who is not so transcendentally situated has no good qualifications, because he is sure to be taking refuge in his own mental concoctions. Consequently, it is rightly said herein that one has to give up all kinds of sense desire manufactured by mental concoction. Artificially, such sense desires cannot be stopped. But if one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, then automatically sense desires subside without extraneous efforts. Therefore, one has to engage himself in Krishna consciousness without hesitation, for this devotional service will instantly help one onto the platform of transcendental consciousness. The highly developed soul always remains satisfied in himself by realizing himself as the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord. Such a transcendentally situated person has no sense desires resulting from petty materialism. Rather, he remains always happy in his natural position of eternally serving the Supreme Lord.
Mandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Bala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Frijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, Krishna is describing a person who is situated in transcendental consciousness. Why is Krishna doing this? Because Krishna wants us to be in transcendental consciousness. Krishna is telling us here how we can be situated in transcendental consciousness. So, if we are smart, we will take hint from the teachings of Krishna. And we will situate ourselves in transcendental consciousness. So, what is the secret? How does one situate oneself on that amazing platform of eternal happiness? What is the first step? To give up all varieties of desire for sense gratification. Therefore, we prohibit no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. These four items are the very pillars of sinful life. If you can remove these pillars, then the house of sinful life will come tumbling down. But people have a difficult time overcoming these four sinful activities. Krishna gives hint of how to make it easy to get over these four difficulties. He points out that the desire to engage in sinful life is simply arising from mental concoction.
Viņš norāda mums, ka vēlme tapt iesaistītam grēcīgajā dzīvē nāk no pašizdomātiem prātojumiem.
In other words, it's some kind of psychological aberration or disease.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, tā ir noteikta psiholoģiska slimība.
Someone who is attracted to illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling.
Tāds cilvēks, kas ir pietieries nelikumīgām seksuālām attiecībām, gardasēšanai, apriebinošām vielām vai azartspēlēm.
They are suffering from a psychological irregularity.
Viņi vienkārši cieš no psiholoģiskas novirzes.
What is that irregularity?
Un kas ir šī te novirze?
They are thinking, I am this body.
Viņi domā, es esmu šis ķermenis.
I am male.
Es esmu vīrietis.
I am female.
Es esmu sieviete.
I am Latvian.
Es esmu latvietis.
I am Russian.
Esmu krievs.
I am American.
Esmu amerikānis.
I am Lithuanian.
Lietuvietis.
In this way, They are suffering from mental concoction.
Un šādā veidā viņi cieš no prāta sagudrojumiem.
So, one has to, first of all, break free from this mental concoction.
Un tāpēc cilvēkam pirmkārt ir jāizlaužās ārā no šiem prāta sagudrojumiem.
That I am the body.
Ka es esmu ķermenis.
In other words, as long as I think that I am this body, then my enjoyment is to satisfy the senses of this body.
Tāpēc, cik ilgi es domāju, ka es esmu šis ķermenis, tik ilgi manas baudas būs apmierinātas šī ķermeņa vēlmes.
And what do my senses want?
Un ko vien mani jūtīgi vēlās?
I want illicit sex.
Es vēlos nelikumīgu seksu.
I want meat eating.
Es vēlos garasēšanu.
I want gambling.
Azartspēles.
I want intoxication.
Apriebinošas vielas.
As long as you think you're the body, you will be impelled to engage in these sinful activities.
Un tik ilgi, kamēr jūs domāsiet, ka jūs esat ķermenis, jūs būsiet nolemti būt iesaistītam šajās jūtekļu apmierināšanās.
What other pleasure is there for the body?
Kāds gan citas vēl ir prieki ķermenim?
There isn't any other pleasure for the body.
Nav ķermenim vairāk nekā citu prieku.
Therefore, everyone is indulging in these sinful activities.
Tāpēc ik viens veids šīs te grēcīgās darbības.
Therefore, everyone is engaging in these sinful activities. But if you realize I'm not the body,
bet ja jūs apzināties, ka es neesmu šis ķermenis,
this body is just a vehicle,
ka šis ķermenis ir vien transporta līdzeklis,
this temple room is just a parking lot,
un šeit ir stāvvieta, šī tempļa zāle.
You've all driven your bodies in here, and now it's the parking lot, you see. You parked your cars in the parking lot.
Jūs esat iebraukuši savus ķermeņus līdzīgi automašīnas autostāvvietā.
Just like, I don't know if they ever had it in Latvia, probably it was too cold here, but in the U.S., back before we had, you know, home videos, it used to be called the drive-in movies.
Es nezinu, vai šeit Latvijā iespējams tie pārāk augsti, bet pirms video tika izgudrots, mums bija kinoteātri, kuros varēja iebraukt ar automašīnām.
When I was a little boy growing up in America, they were very, very popular, drive-in movies, you see.
Kad es biju mazs puika un augu Amerikā, tad tie bija ļoti populāri šīs.
They would have a huge screen about, you know, 3 or 4 stories high, huge screen.
Milzīgs ekrāns, 3-4 stāvu mājas augstumā.
And you drive your car in and you park it. And there's a little speaker where you can hear the music, hear the sound, and, you know, right by your car, and everyone sits in their car and watches the movie.
Un jūs iebraucat iekšā, un blakus automašīnai bija neliels skaļrunītis, kur katrs varēja dzirdēt, kas notiek uz ekrāna, un tā cilvēks skatījās kino.
They were very, very popular in America.
Ļoti populārs Amerikā.
When I was a boy. So, you drive in your, so here, this is like a drive-in lecture, you see.
Un šī ir te tā kā lekcija, kurā jūs iebraucat iekšā.
You've all driven your bodies into this big parking lot, you see.
Jūs esat iebraukuši šajā lielajā stāvvietā ar saviem ķermeņiem.
You parked your car, and now you're sitting in your car, and you're hearing the lecture.
Tagad jūs esat noparkojuši savu mašīnu, jūs sēžat mašīnā un klausāties lekciju.
That doesn't mean that you are the car. It's just the car you use to get around town. That's all.
Tas nenozīmē, ka jūs esat mašīna. Jūs lietojat savu mašīnu, lai pārvietotos pa pilsētu.
You see, you are actually the Atma, you're the spirit soul who resides within the body.
Jūs esat patiesībā Atma, jūs esat garīga vēsela, kas atrodas iekšā ķermenī.
Just consider this question.
Apdomāju šo jautājumu.
Are your eyes seeing, or are you seeing through your eyes?
Vai jūsu acis redz, vai arī jūs redzat caur acīm?
Are your ears hearing, or are you hearing through your ears?
Vai jūsu ausis dzird, vai arī jūs dzirdat caur ausīm?
Is your body feeling the floor under you, or are you feeling the floor under you through your body?
Vai jūsu ķermenis jūt šo grīdu, vai arī jūs jūtat savu ķermeni šo grīdu?
Is it? Are your ears hearing this lecture? Are you hearing this lecture through your ears?
Vai jūs ausis dzird šo lekciju, vai arī jūs ar ausīm, caur ausīm dzirdat šo lekciju?
So in this way, try to detach yourself from your body.
Un tādā veidā centieties atdalīt sevi no sava ķermeņa.
And understand that you have an eternal, all-knowing, all-blissful identity
Un tādā veidā saprast, ka jūs esat mūžīga, visu zinoša un pārlaimīga identitāte.
That has nothing to do with the sufferings of this material existence.
Kam, kurai nav nekā kopīga ar šīs materiālās pasaules ciešanām.
What if I told you you could just flip a switch and you'd be living in another dimension?
Ko, kā es jums teiktu, nospiediet slēdzi un jūs dzīvojat citā dimensijā?
Where there's no birth,
kur nav dzimšanas,
no death,
nav nāves,
no old age,
nav novecošanas,
no disease,
nav slimību,
no miseries of the mind,
nav nekādas prāta ciešanas,
no miseries of the body,
nav nekāda ķermeņa
ciešana, no miseries caused by other living entities,
nav nekāda ciešana, ko rada citas dzīvās būtnes,
and no miseries caused by Latvian winters,
un nav nekāda ciešanas, ko rada jums Latvijas ziemas.
And all you have to do is flip a switch and you can enter that other dimension. Would you like to try flipping that switch and see what it's like? Well, I'm giving you the switch. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You simply have to learn how to chant it purely.
That's it.
This Hare Krishna mantra is the switch that will flip you into the other dimension. I mean, why would you want to suffer? When you can taste unlimited nectar at every minute.
Ja jūs varat izbaudīt bezgalīgu nektāru ik minūti.
Why would you want to be a miserable person when you can taste unlimited happiness at every second?
Kāpēc gan jums būtu jābūt ciešanu pilnai nelaimīgai personai, ja jūs varat izbaudīt laimīgu brīdi?
Why would you want to be bewildered and confused when you can be fully enlightened?
Kāpēc jums ir jābūt confused? Apjukušam, ja kāpēc jums ir jābūt ir apjukušam, ja jūs varat būt pilnībā zinoši.
When you can see Krishna in front of your very eyes at every minute.
Ja jūs varat redzēt Krishna savā acu priekšā katru mirtu.
Prabhupāda says it.
Prabhupāda to teica.
If you purely chant Hare Krishna, then Krishna will be standing, you'll see Krishna and Radharani standing right in front of you.
Ja jūs tīri atkārtosiet Hare Krishna, tad jūs redzēsiet Krishna Radharani stāvot jūs acu priekšā.
So that's a way you can test if your chanting has become perfect.
Tas ir veids, kādā jūs varat pārbaudīt, vai jūsu mantras atkārtošanai ir perfekt.
When Radha and Krishna are standing in front of you, they say, well, I must have chanted good rounds today.
Un ja jūs redzat, ka Radha and Krishna ir jūs acu priekšā, tad jūs varat secināt, es esmu labi savus sapņus noskaitījis šodien.
So, Krishna continues here in his wonderful verse.
Un šeit Krishna turpina šajā brīnišķīgajā pantā.
That person who has given up the desire for sense gratification.
Tas cilvēks, kas atmet visas dažādas tās prāta sagudrotās jutekļu vēlmes.
Whose mind has become purified.
Kad tā prāts tā attīrās.
He finds satisfaction in the self alone.
Tas rod apmierinājumu tikai patībā.
So what does that mean in the self alone?
Un ko tas nozīmē patībā?
He just meditate, well, I am God?
Tas nozīmē, ka viņš meditē, es esmu Dievs?
No.
Nē.
Prabhupāda says, by realizing that he's the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord.
Prabhupāda raksta, ka viņš realizē, ka viņš ir mūžīgs, augstākā kunga kalps.
I still remember that wonderful day back in 1971 in Austin, Texas.
Es joprojām atceros to brīnišķīgo dienu, 71. Gadā Austinā, Teksasā.
I had gotten one of those original Bhagavad Gita, the 1968 edition of the Bhagavad Gita as it is. And I remember I wrote my name down, at that time I had a Karmi name, I wrote my name and I said so-and-so, and the book, you know, we have a book, you write your name in the book, right, so in case it gets lost, you can get the book back.
Cilvēki raksti savus vārus, ieraksta grāmatā, gadījumā grāmata nozūd.
I never forget that moment. I wrote my name down, so and so, and then I wrote down the eternal servant of Krishna.
Un es ierakstīju tad savu karmisko vārtu reizi un uzrakstīju, ka mūžīgais Krišnas kalps.
And I felt so happy.
Un es jūtos tik laimīgs.
Because I truly knew who I am.
Jo es patiesi zināju, kas es esmu.
In this material world, everybody is suffering from an identity crisis.
Šajā materiālajā pasaulē visi cieš identitātes krīzes dēļ.
Because they don't really know who they are. But when you can realize Jivara Sarupa Hoi Krishnara Nitya Das, that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. Then you can truly be happy. That's why when we initiate disciples, we give them a name that reminds them of the eternal servant of Krishna.
Vaktas, tad mēs viņiem dodam vārdu, kas viņiem atgādina, ka viņi ir mūžīgi Krišnas kalpi.
Prabhupada even said, if you remember your own name, your own spiritual name at the time of death, you'll go back to Godhead.
Prabhupada pateica, pat ja jūs nāvis brīdī atceraties savu garīgo vārdu, pat tad jūs nokļūstat atpakaļ garīgajā pasaulē.
So these spiritual names are very wonderful.
Tāpēc šie garīgie vārdi ir ļoti brīnišķīgi.
How many initiated devotees do we have here with spiritual names? Raise your hand if you have a spiritual name. Very good. How many people would like to get initiated and have spiritual name?
Let's see.
Oh, very good. Jai. So everyone now become qualified. Chant 16 rounds. Every day without fail. Follow the four regulated principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication and gambling. Become a part of this wonderful spiritual family of ISKCON. Tell your local leader, Rishikesh Prabhu, you would like to qualify for initiation. And then we recommend you, one of our ISKCON gurus can initiate you, you see. I am one of the gurus. Also, you have other of our gurus. There are so many nice gurus are traveling and preaching. I am there. There's others. Of course, I'm not so nice, but I'm trying to be nice anyway. But we have many wonderful spiritual masters in our movement, and you can be initiated by one of them and get your formal initiation into the Prabhupada Sampradaya.
But we have many wonderful spiritual masters in our movement, and you can be initiated by one of them and get your formal initiation into the Prabhupada Sampradaya.
So in this way, by making this firm, solid commitment that yes, I'm the eternal servant of Krishna and I want to get out of this material world, your life will become full of happiness. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yeah.
Sometimes life becomes very hard.
Yeah. Almost, that's Krishna's mercy.
Yes. And question is, I heard that it's recommended to think of you as a spirit soul, and you're in the spiritual world, and that's how you are more detached from situation. Is it right or is it not?
Half right. It's half right.
Should you meditate who you will be or who you are?
It's half right. You have to realize you're in this world for a purpose. Yeah, translation. Yeah, yeah.
Garīgā dvēsele, garīgā pasaule. Tāds bija mums jautājums. Jā, guru tūlīt atbildēs.
You have to realize you're in this world for a purpose. Not that you then imagine, oh, now I'm in the spiritual world. No, you should.
It's half, yeah? First part was, it's half. Your first sentence was, it's half.
Yeah, your idea is halfway correct.
Jūsu ideja ir uz tajus pusi, tajus pusi patiesi. Pirmkārt, jums ir jāapzinās, tas iemesls, kāpēc jūs tur esat, nevis vienkārši es tur esmu.
In other words, remembering your spiritual nature, your Krishna servant, that's correct.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, atceroties jūsu garīgo dabu, atceroties to, ka jūs esat Krišnas kalps, jā, tas ir pareizi.
But to think, I am in the spiritual world now, that's not correct.
Bet ja es domāju, es esmu garīgā pasaulē, ne, tas nav pareizi.
The fact is, you are in the material world right now. That's a thing.
Jo fakts ir, ka jūs esat materiālajā pasaulē šobrīd.
And this is Krishna's mercy.
Un tā ir Krišnas žēlistība.
Because you had a desire to enjoy independently of the Lord. So Krishna said, okay, go ahead and try. See how you like it. The little child wanted to stick his hand in the fire. The parents said, my dear boy, don't do that. It will hurt you. You won't like it.
Un vecāki saka, nedari dēliņ bērniņ to, tāpēc, ka tev nepatiks tas.
But he was so attracted to that beautiful flame, he wanted to ignore his parents' warning.
Bet bērns ir tik ļoti pievilināts, skaista uguns tik ļoti viņu pievilināts, ka viņš neņem vērā, ko vecāki saka.
So they turned the flame down very low, so he wouldn't burn himself very badly.
Un tad vecāki nogriež to liesmiņu pavisam, pavisam vāju, lai viņš pārāk neapnicinās.
And they let him try it.
Un tad viņi atļauj viņam pamēģināt.
So he would learn.
Lai viņš
iemācās. There's two ways to learn.
Ir divi veidi, kā mācīties.
By hearing.
Caur to, ko tu dzirdi.
Or by experience.
Vai caur to, ko tu piedzīvo.
The first class way is by hearing.
Augstākais līmenis ir klausīties.
But if we're so stubborn, we won't take the lesson by hearing, then we have to go ahead and learn the hard way by experience.
Bet ja mēs esam tik spītīgi un mēs negribam mācīties, klausoties, tad mums atļauj mācīties to piedzīvojot.
So the suffering we're going through right now, that is Krishna's kindness upon us.
Un ciešanas, kuras mēs ejam šobrīd cauri, tā ir Krišnas žēlistība attiecībā uz mums.
To absolutely, totally convince us that we are not the enjoyers.
Lai mūs pilnībā pārliecinātu, ka mēs neesam baudītāji.
So we think, yes, I've tried to enjoy and I realized it wasn't worth it.
Es pamēģināju baudīt, bet es sapratu, ka tas nav to vērts.
Now let me just be a pure devotee of Krishna now. I'm tired of trying to be an imitation Lord in this world.
Tagad ļauj man būt tīram Krišnas baktam, jo es tā imitācija, kad es mēģināju būt kungs,
So once you are fully in that mood, where you're completely detached from sense gratification, then you will be situated in the spiritual realm. That's a fact.
Un tad, kad jūs esat pilnībā šādā noskaņā, kad jūs esat pilnībā
You cannot, in your present impure state, you cannot imagine you're in the spiritual world. That's called sahaja.
Un savās nepilnīgajā stāvoklī, kurā jūs esat šobrīd, jūs nevarat sevi iedomāties garīgajā pasaulē. Tas saucās sahaja.
But when you become fully purified by of the desire to enjoy and fully absorbed in pure bhakti, then you will truly be in the spiritual world.
Bet ja jūs esat pilnībā gremdējies tīrā bhakti, tad jūs to varat.
Even while you maintain your body in this world.
Pat, ja jūs turpināt uzturēt savu ķermeni šajā pasaulē.
Many devotees, they like to go to Vrindavan.
Daudz bhaktis vēlas doties uz Vrindavan.
To get purified.
Lai attīrītos.
But Srila Prabhupada said, a pure devotee doesn't require to go to Vrindavan because he's living in Vrindavan at every minute.
Bet Srila Prabhupada teica, ka tīrs bhakta, viņš nemaz netiecās uz Vrindavanu, tāpēc, ka viņš jau dzīvo Vrindavanā ik mirkli.
And he goes to the holy Vrindavan Dham to purify it of all the sins deposited by the pilgrims who have gone there.
And he goes to Vrindavan to purify
The holy Vrindavan Dham is there's so many materialist people who come there and their sins become deposited there.
Vrindavanā ierodas ļoti daudz materialistu un viņu grēki tur noslāņojas.
So the pure devotees, they go to the holy places, not to become purified, but to purify the holy place. by their presence.
Un tāpēc svēts cilvēks dodas uz svēto vietu nevis lai attīrītos, bet lai attīrītu šo svēto vietu.
So the point is, if you become completely pure devotee, then you're living in Vrindavan at every minute.
Un ideja ir, ka tad, ja jūs kļūstat par tīru bhakti, jūs dzīvojat Vrindavanā ik mirkli.
But you cannot artificially enter Vrindavan just by imagining, oh, now I'm in Vrindavan.
Bet jūs nevarat mākslīgi ienākt Vrindavanā, vienīgi iedomājoties, oh, tagad es Vrindavanā.
Of course, when you come into this temple,
protams, kad jūs atnākat uz šo templi,
there is Sri Radha Krishna, there is Garnitai, this is Mayapur Vrindavan right here.
Šeit Sri Radha Krishna, Garnitai, un šeit ir Mayapur Vrindavan.
Sri Radha Damodar.
Sri Radha Damodar.
Yes, so actually you're already, just by being here in this temple, you're in Vrindavan and Mayapur right now. Now you have to carry this mood of Krishna Gita wherever you go. Any other questions? Yeah.
Какой аргумент можно привести,
ну, чтобы... Да, чтобы убедить, как бы, людей, да. Ну, на их уровне, что можно.
Дискутейте о человеке про то, по шо тему, ка я не знаю, что есть термин, я сам двесел, человек сказал, я ведь не отцеруюсь никогда в своих предыдущих жизнях, и вся моя жизнь связана с шо темой, и тогда я сам, и они присылают свою прату, и они очень трудно пārliecināt, какие аргументы можно минеть, чтобы они пārliecināt. When we discuss with non-devotees this issue that I am not this body, they say, they object saying that we don't remember our previous lives and the only thing we remember is this body. And it's and then they talk about their mind and other things and it's very difficult to convince them. What could we... How could we try to convince them?
Ask them, where is your baby's body now? Do you still have it? What will be their answer? Their baby's body is gone. They don't have it anymore. But they're the same person now that they were when they were a baby.
Tas viņa bērniņš ķermenis ir aizgājis, bet tā personība ir tā pati, kas bija tad, kad viņa bija bērniņš.
The body has changed, but the person is the same. Why even worry about past lives? In this very life you're changing bodies so many times.
Kāpēc viņi runā par iepriekšējām dzīvēm? Jo šajā dzīvē ir notikuši tik lielas izmaiņas.
They were a baby, they were a little, what we call toddler.
Viņi bija, sākumā viņi bija zīdaiņi, tad viņi rāpoja.
And they became a little boy or a little girl, and they became a teenager, then they became a young adult, a middle-aged, an old senior citizen, you see. So many changes of the body. But the person remains the same. Actually, at every moment the body is changing. The old blood corpuscles are dying, and the new blood corpuscles are taking their place. In fact, the body you have right now is not the same body you had when you asked me the question 3 minutes ago. Your body is in a constant state of flux. But you remain the same. That is the proof. Do you understand the proof?
Yeah.
So you tell them then. You can convince, if you use this argument and you are convinced, you can convince the whole world.
Un jūs saprotat, jūs varat pārliecināt to pareizi, tad jūs varat pārliecināt visu pasauli.
Be kind upon them, convince them that they are not their body.
Esiet laipni pret viņiem, un pārliecināt viņus, ka viņi nav šis ķermenis.
Next question. Yeah.
Šeit skaidrojumā ir teikums, ka nav labas īpašības, tad cilvēkam, kurš nav Krišnas apziņā, ja, nav nekādu labu īpašību. Un es atceros, ka, piemēram, mana māma izlasīja to, tad viņai bija ārkārtīgi grūti uztvert šādu apgalvojumu. Un tas ir ļoti spēcīgs apgalvojums, kas nozīmē, ka patiesībā cilvēkiem, kas nav baktas, vispār nav nekādu labu īpašību. Kā to izskatīt? There is a statement that if one is not in Krishna consciousness, one doesn't have any good qualities, which is very, very strong statement. And I remember when my mother read it, she was shocked because it says that actually all these big personalities that are glorified, scientists, musicians, etc., it says they don't have any good qualities.
Yeah.
And it can be it. This statement can be understood only when one studies the philosophy. Mm-hmm. But what to do when one who is not learned gets shocked by such a
statement? So if somebody is very shocked, they read. They open the book up and they just read, one who is not transcendentally situated has no good qualities. They say, I'm shocked. Are you saying I have no good qualities?
Cilvēks paņem, viņš lasa tā, tas, kurš nav pārpasaulīgā stāvokļa, viņam nav nekādu labu kvalitātu īpašību. Un viņš saka, es esmu šokās, tas nozīmē, ka man nav nekādu labu īpašību.
Well, then you have to explain to them that try to understand what it means to be transcendentally situated.
Un tad ir jāpaskaidro šādam cilvēkam, ko tas nozīmē būt pārpasaulīgā stāvoklī.
If they understand what it means, then it will make more sense to them.
Un ja viņi to sapratīs, tad šis te apgalvojums viņiem šķitīs iedzīgāks.
In other words, one who thinks I'm the body, they do everything for their senses.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, cilvēks, kurš domā, ka es esmu ķermenis, viņš dara visu saviem jutekļiem.
Even a show of being a big philanthropist or a big scientist, it's all for their senses. It's all selfishness.
Pat tad, ja viens ir, ja kāds cilvēks ir liels filantrops vai liels zinātnieks, to viņš dara savu jutekļu apvienošanai.
There's nothing outrageous about Prabhupāda's statement. It's perfectly, absolutely true and correct.
Un nav nekas ārkārtējs šajā te Prabhupāda apgalvojumā, tas pilnīgi pareizs.
You have to explain to that person that we are not these bodies.
Mums jāizskaidro šādam cilvēkam, ka mēs neesam ķermeņi.
And anyone who is engaged simply in serving their senses is in a state of illusion. They're doing everything wrong.
Un katrs, kurš kalpo saviem jutekļiem, ir ilūzijas varā, un viņš visu dara nepareizi.
It's really as simple as that.
Tas ir lūk tik vienkārši. Problem is accepted. It is not simple to accept it.
Well, you have to explain to them what it means to be transcendentally situated in full detail so they understand what it means.
Saka, ka ir ļoti grūti to pieņemt. Tāpēc ir jāizskaidro detaļās, Gurmahrašs saka, ka ko nozīmē, ka cilvēks ir pārpasaulīgā stāvoklī.
It doesn't mean you have to belong to a particular church or a temple.
Tas nenozīmē, ka cilvēkam jāpiedar pie noteiktas tempļu vai baznīcas.
It means you have to realize that you're not your body.
Tas nozīmē, ka cilvēkam ir jāapzinās, ka viņš nav šis ķermenis.
And you have to be fully absorbed in service of the Supreme Person.
Un ka viņam ir jābūt pilnībā grendējušamies kalpošanā un augstākajam.
Any person who can do that, it doesn't matter if they're a Christian, a Jew, a Hindu, a Muslim. Any person who engaged fully in the service of God, they are transcendentally situated and they are full of all good qualities. We don't say they have to be a member of our movement.
Un ik viens cilvēks, kas to var izdarīt, neatkarīgi no tā, pie kādas konfesijas viņš pieder, viņš ir transcendentālā stāvoklī. Viņam nav obligāti jāpieder pie Hare Krishna kustības.
That makes sense? Yeah. All right, let's see.
Prabhupada, kādā veidā mēs varam atkārtot Krišnu, lai apmierinātu atkārtot Hare Krishna, lai apmierinātu Krišnu, vai klusāk, vai skaņi.
How should we chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, to satisfy Krishna? Should we chant it loudly or quietly?
Both.
Abejādi.
Japa is done quietly and kirtan is done loudly.
Japa ir klusi, atkārtojam, bet kirtans skaļi.
So you should do kirtan and japa both. 16 rounds of japa, then as much kirtan as you can rest of the day.
Tātad abejādi 16 apiņu japas un tad kirtan, cik vien jūs varat.
If you can do japa for 2 hours and then kirtan for 22 hours, that's very good.
Ja jūs varat japu 2 stundas un kirtan 22 stundas, tas ir ļoti labi.
Harinam in the temple, Harinam on the street. You see, Prabhupada said, let them do kirtan 24 hours.
Harinam, templi, uz ielas, un Prabhupada teica, beigsim kirtan 22 stundas.
And you know, in Vrindavan, our Aindra Prabhu, he has that 24-hour kirtan going on.
24 stundas. Un Aindra Prabhu in Vrindavan?
24-hour kirtan in Vrindavan, yeah.
Aindra Prabhu Vrindavanā, 24 stundu kirtans.
So 2 hours japa and 22 hours kirtan. That's ideal.
Ideālais ir 2 stundas japa, 22 stundas kirtans.
You're chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Vai jūs 16 apus regulāri atkārtojat?
Nē.
So now you increase your japa to at least 16 rounds.
Palieliniet japa skaitu vismaz uz 16.
You have Tulsi Mala? Japa beads?
Yeah.
Good. How many rounds did you chant today so far?
No, but the essential is,
not every day.
Today, none. So now you take it up. Set some number 2 or 4 or 6 you can do every day and gradually increase. You must come up to 16 rounds every day. Japa is chanted quietly. Just for your own hearing, you see. As loud as you need to chant so that your mind stays fixed.
Tik skaļi, lai jūs pats varat to dzirdēt un lai jūsu prāts ir nofiksēts, stop, koncentrēts.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums. Yes.
Jautājums ir par džapas skaitīšanu. Man ļoti bieži sanāk ilgus ceļus mērot ar mašīnu. Ilgas stundas pēdēt pie stūras, un ir mašīna ar automātisku ātrumkārbu, un es ļoti labprāt, un es labi jūtos, skaitot džapu, braucot no vienas pilsētas uz otru, un tādā veidā man paiet ļoti labi laiks, un turklāt es tad esmu viens, un tad es citreiz klusāks kaļāk, tad es dziedu dažādos meldiņos, fantazēju augstumos, un to stiprāks kaļāk, klusāk un čukstot un visu sādīgi izdaros. Vai tas ir labi, ka es to daru, braucot pie mašīnas stūras?
My question is regarding chanting japa. I have to drive long hours regularly. And when I, while I'm driving, I'm alone, and I like to chant and sing, and I feel very comfortably, and actually question is it okay that I'm chanting japa while driving?
You're chanting with bead bag?
Yes.
But if there's an accident, you only have one hand free? It's better to do japa before you start your driving, and then you can chant You have two hands on the steering wheel. In case there's some accident, you want to have solid control of the vehicle.
Jo pareizāk ir noskatīt džapu pirms jūs kāpjat iekšā mašīnā, un tad jums ir abas rokas, ar abām rokām jūs stingri turat stūri, un gadījumā, ja kāds...
Džapa means...
Jūs esat pārliecināšanas pie
stūras. The 16 rounds are meant to be chanted with full, undivided attention.
16 apaļi nozīmē, ka tie ir jāatkārto pilnīgi nedalītu uzmanību.
When you're driving down the road, you have to pay attention to what's on the road, otherwise you'll have accident.
Jo tad, kad jūs vadāt mašīnu, jums ir jāpievērš uzmanība tam, kas notiek uz ceļa.
So, your 16 rounds, you should not be driving while you're chanting your 16 rounds. You should be sitting or walking back and forth. If you're a little tired, you can stand up and pace back and forth. You should be chanting on the beads with full attention, with no other thought of driving or this or that.
Un tad, kad jūs skaitāt džapu, jums ir jāvelta visa uzmanība tikai tam.
And then when you get in the car, you can... And then when you're driving, you can sing and chant all day long, but not with the beats.
Un tad, kad jūs braucat, jūs varat dziedāt un skaitīt visu dienas garumā, bet ne uz krellītēm.
I know some devotees do that. They chant, they take the finger, you know, the one finger and put it on the steering wheel, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna.
Prabhupada chastised a devotee for doing that one time in Los Angeles. We're not meant to chant our rounds, you know, Hare Krishna, like that. Sometimes they use clicker, you know, click, click, click. I've seen what they use the clickers for in Sofia, Bulgaria. They have a public restroom, you know, where everyone comes to pass urine. So some person stands with a clicker by the door. Every person that comes to pass urine, they go click, click, click. So clickers are for counting how many people go to pass urine. And japa mala is meant for the holy names. Okay, next question. Yeah.
I'd like to clarify this issue. I'm also driving, but I'm not chanting on beats. But I'd like to know, is it okay if I'm chanting the holy name while
yes,
driving?
Of course, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, Kirtaniya Sadahari, you should always be chanting. But for Japa Mala, your focus time for your vrat, your daily vrat, that should be with nothing else. But hey, you should chant doing everything. Chant while you're driving, chant while you're cooking, chant while you're taking your shower. Chant all the time. It's very good.
Yeah, jūs atvarat svēto vārdu atkārtot, jebkurā brīdī jūs varat, kamēr jūs vadāt mašīnu, kā jūs esat dušā, jūs gatavojat ēst. Bet tad, kad jūs skaitāt uz krēlītēm, uzmanībai ir jābūt veltītai tikai tam.
But your time for focused chanting on japa, you should not do anything else at that time, except japa.
Fokusēts tikai uz japu laiks, kurā nevajag darīt neko citu.
Rise early in the morning and chant as many rounds as possible before the sunrise. Sitting in your, make a meditation room in your home with a little altar of Krishna and Prabhupada. And either come here and chant or make an altar in your home. Make a nice altar with Krishna and Prabhupada and sit there in front of the altar and chant on your japa beads with full focus, with no other distractions.
Un celieties un cik vien varat apjust pirms saules lēktu skaitīt no rīta.
Does that make it clear for you?
Vai tagad ir skaidrs tas?
Yes.
Я слышал такой способ, когда повторяем джапу, да, на шум постоянно куда-то убегает. И преданные придумали такой способ, включают запись голоса Шрилы Прабхупады, когда он повторяет джапу, да, там разную скорость, и повторяют синхронно. То есть таким образом как бы следят за тем, как повторяет Шрила Прабхупада, и ум остается в это время как бы более-менее на этих святых именах. Это нормальная ситуация или нет? Я просто слышал вот в одной лекции один предмет рассказывал.
Tātad ir tāda metoda, ka, lai prāts nešaldītos džapas laikā, klausīties Prabhupādas ierakstu un atkārtot tādā tempā, kā atkārto Prabhupādu. Vai šāda metoda ir akceptējama? Jā, sinkronu. I have heard that there is approach how to keep your mind focused that chant japa with the recording of Srila Prabhupada. So, is it... Is
that can be done. Well, it should be Prabhupada chanting japa and not anything else.
Tas ir iespēja, to var darīt, bet tur jābūt ka tikai, kad Prabhupada atkārto japa un nekas...
The Prabhupada japa tape is very good.
Jā, Prabhupada japa ieraksts.
But not a kirtan or not a lecture, no. Yeah, the japa tape. That's very good, yeah. Any others? Yes?
It's a question of, there's a seemingly problem, like for me, I don't understand something. So we read in Srila Prabhupada's purport that the one who is not engaged in devotional service and not pure devotee has no good qualities, right?
One who is not transcendentally situated. Yes.
In other purports we read that Prabhupada said that everyone, Paramahamsa sees that everyone serves Krishna.
Yes, yes.
And
the Uttamadhikari, he sees that, yes.
Other statement of Prabhupada is that even the blade of grass won't move without Krishna's
yes, yes.
And so what, how we should see that, that so this seemingly being the controversial that
they have good qualities, but those are impure. There are the three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. You better give this question in the local language.
Jautājums tātad bija, ka šķietam ir pretruns starp apgalvojumiem. Šeit ir apgalvots, ka cilvēkam, kas nav pārpasaulīgā stāvoklī, nav nekāda laba īpašība. No otras puses, Uttamadhikāri redz, ka ik viens kalpo Krišnam, un ir arī teikts, ka nekas nenotiek. Pa zāles stiet, viņš nepastās bez Krišnas akcepta. Kā visu to pareizi saprast, tā vai nešķis, ka tur ir pretrums. Atbilde, your answer is?
There are three modes of material nature.
Ir trīs materiālās dabas.
Goodness, passion and ignorance.
Stāvokļi, skaidrība, kaislība un tumsība.
People who act in the mode of goodness are not transcendentally situated.
Tie cilvēki, kas darbojās skaidrībā, nav pārpasaulīgā stāvoklī.
They are still acting in a selfish way.
Viņi zināmā mērā ir sautīgi.
Therefore, it is said they have no good qualities.
Tāpēc tiek teikts, ka viņiem nav laba īpašība.
And it is also said they are acting in good qualities. It's both things are said about them.
Un tajā pašā laikā ir teikts, ka viņiem ir labas īpašības, abas lietas.
In other words, it's good to a certain extent.
Citiem vārdiem, tas līdz zināmam līmenim ir labi.
But it's not perfectly good.
Bet tas nav pilnībā labi.
Just like somebody maybe, you know, helping the poor people. It's good.
Kā piemēram, kāds palīdz trūcīgiem cilvēkiem. Tas ir labi.
But they want to be recognized for helping the poor people.
Bet viņš vēlas, lai viņam izteiktu atzinību par to, ka viņš palīdz trūcīgiem cilvēkiem.
So it's not perfect.
Tāpēc tas tā nav pilnība.
The only way to be perfectly situated in goodness is to be transcendentally situated in Krishna consciousness.
Tāpēc vienīgā iespēja, kā būt pilnība, ir būt pārpasaulīgā.
There are others who are relatively good compared to other people.
Ir citi, kas ir salīdzinoši labi pret citiem.
But they are not absolutely good, you understand?
Bet viņi nav absolūti labi.
It's called relative goodness, not absolute goodness. They're not as bad as everybody else. So we call them saints.
Viņi nav tik slikti kā citi, tāpēc mēs viņus saucam par svētajiem.
Well, we don't call them saints, but the society calls them saints. In other words, somebody who gives, they may call that person a saint, but they're serving meat, they're distributing meat to people. They may call him a saint, but just like the Pope is considered to be a saint, but he's eating meat. So he may be better than other people, but in the absolute sense, he's not. Anyone who's eating meat is possessed of bad qualities.
Bet viņš varbūt ir labāks par daudziem citiem, bet absolūtā līmenī, tad ir tā, ka viņš ēd gaļu, viņam ir tur sliktas īpašības.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense, but still it's not clear for me.
What's the confusion?
Maharaj Yudhishthira couldn't find any bad person in the world.
What about Duryodhana? Come on. And they had a huge war. What do you mean there was no bad person? They fought a huge war killing off all their enemies. That was his humility. His nature was to only see the good, that's a fact.
Viņa daba bija redzēt visur labo, tas ir fakts.
But the fact is, there are bad people.
Bet fakts ir, ka ir slikti cilvēki.
He would simply see the good in the bad people, but there are bad people. That's why Krishna wanted the war to be fought.
Bet viņš vienkārši redzēja labo sliktajos cilvēkos, bet
you see,
slikti cilvēki, un tāpēc Krishna vēlējās, lai būtu šis karš.
The Uttama Adhikari only sees saintly people. That's a fact.
Uttama Adhikari redz vienīgi svētus cilvēkus.
He sees that every person on this planet is a pure devotee except for me, and I'm the most despicable demon.
Un viņš redz, ka ikviens ir tīrs bhakta, izņemot viņu pašu, un ka viņš ir vis neģēlīgākais dēmons.
But how could he preach if he saw like, if he acted in that mood?
Bet kā gan viņš varētu sludināt, ja viņš sekot šai noskaņai?
Therefore, he comes down to the platform of a second-class devotee, Madhyama Adhikari.
Tāpēc viņš nolaužās uz otrās klases bhaktas līmeni, Madhyama Adhikari.
The Madhyama makes distinction. There is Krishna, there is Krishna's devotees, there are the innocent people, and there are the demons. He makes distinction.
Kurš redz atšķirību, ir Krishna, ir Krishna's bhaktas, ir nevainīgi cilvēki un ir dēmoni.
So, to preach, you must make distinction.
Un, lai sludināt, jums ir jāda šī atšķirība.
Even if someone is an Uttamadhikari and they worship everyone, seeing them as part and parcel of Krishna, still they have to make distinction for the sake of preaching and saving the people from birth and death.
Pat ja kāds ir Uttamadhikari līmenī, pat tam ir jāredz šī atšķirība, tāpēc, lai palīdzētu cilvēkus un glābtu viņus no dzimšanas un nāves ciklu.
Do you think everyone is good?
Vai jūs domājat, ka visi ir labi?
Someone comes to rob you, do you think they're good?
Ja kāds nāk jūs aplaupīt, jūs domājat, ka tas ir labs, viņš ir labs?
Someone comes to steal your wallet, you think they're good?
Nozakt jūsu maku.
You will give your wallet?
Jūs atdosiet savu maku?
I don't know, but usually when it happens, later on you understand it was Krishna's mercy, not on the spot, but later.
But when it happens later, you understand it was Krishna's mercy.
Yeah, but you don't think he was a saint when he robbed you. I hope you don't so crazy to think he was a saint. Any other question?
Jautājums, kas attiecas uz džapas skaitīšanu. Un jautājums ir sekojuši. Par ko liecina tas, ka džapa skaitīšanas laikā mans prāts mani aiznes kaut kur absolūti citur pēkšņi. Un vienā mirklī es konstatēju tādu stāvokli, ka fiziski es dzirdu, kad es skaitu mantru, tiem šo laikā manas domas ir aizklīdušas absolūti kaut kur citur. Un kāpēc es tā notiek un kāpēc savukārt es spēju atgriezties atpakaļ un sev piefiksēt, protams domas un turpinu domāt par to, ko tu skaiti, ko es skaitu, par ko tas liecina. Lai tam ir, lai tas kādreiz beigsies.
Question about chanting japa. When I'm chanting japa, my mind carry me somewhere else, and then I realize that on the one hand I can hear myself chanting, but on the other hand I'm thinking about something else. What does it
stereo mean? Mind?
Stereo prats. Well, okay. Question is, what does it mean, and will it be finished one day?
Krishna says, from whatever, yada yada, what is it? From whatever and wherever the mind wanders. What is the Sanskrit, Devi? Remember that? From this English is, from whatever and wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Let's see if we can find that verse number. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astaram tatastato nayam yaitad atman viva yashangniya.
Lai kur arī prāts savas nepastāvīgās dabas dēļ neaizklīstu, katra pienākums ir to vilkt apakaļ.
So, you have to train that little rascal.
Un jums ir šis mazais nedēļas ir jāapmāca.
Your mind is a naughty little child. It wants to go running and screaming all over the yard and all over the neighborhood. You have to grab that little rascal and pull him back. Okay, mind, playtime is over. Now it's time to get back to work. Absorb yourself in the holy names. Do you have a job? Do you have a job? You work for someone? If you did your job but your mind was somewhere else all day long, you think they'd continue paying you?
Ja jūsu prāts būtu visu dienu kaut kur citur prom, vai viņi jums maksātu?
You just sat there daydreaming all day long?
Ja jūs sapņot visu dienu, tad jūs saņem savu algu?
No, you have to focus your mind on your work, otherwise they're not going to pay you. So the same discipline should be there when you chant your japa. I have to focus on my chanting. So you will advance in Krishna consciousness. All right, I think our time, I'll give one more question if somebody has. Time for Dhammadharastakam? Yes? Dhammadharastakam? All right, this is the last one. Okay.
Šīla Prabhupāda ir teicis, ka vispirms ir, pirms ķerties pie šīm Bhagavātam, ir jāizstudē Bhagavad Gita.
Bet, lai ķertos pie Čitāņa Čaritāmritas, vispirms ir jāizstudē Bhagavad Gītu un Šrīmad Bhagavātam. Jautājums ir, cik strikti ir jāsakojas šīm te nosacījumam. Tieši tādā secībā ir jāstudē raksti vai arī var studēt paralēli. There is a statement of Srila Prabhupada who said that before one starts studying Srimad Bhagavatam, one should study Bhagavad Gita. And before one starts studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, one should study Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And question is, how strict is this recommendation? Is this the only way how to study in this sequence, or we can study at the same time?
It is a recommended sequence, but if you want to sneak ahead, it's okay.
Tā ir rekomendēta kārtība, bet
if you want to take a look ahead, it's okay.
Bet ja jūs vēlaties paskatīties uz priekšu, tad
But you shouldn't read only. At the same time, you should continue studying the Bhagavad Gita. The proof is this, when Prabhupada sent us to the airports to distribute big books, we distributed Bhagavad Gitas to the public. We distributed Srimad Bhagavatam to the public. We even distributed Chaitanya Charitamrita to the public. So we can give somebody, and Prabhupada was very pleased. So if we can distribute a Chaitanya Charitamrita to some person who's never even been to one of our temples and they're allowed to read it, why can't we read it? But you should always have a very solid foundation in Bhagavad Gita, and then you're okay.
Jābūt ļoti pamatīgam pamatam, kas sakrinās Bhagavad Gītā.
Okay, we'll stop here and we thank you all very much.
Paldies visiem, mēs šobrīd beidzam.
I'll be giving one more lecture here tomorrow morning and then it'll be back on the evening of November 5th. Fifth. My next lecture here.
Un nākamā lekcija būs 5. Novembra vakarā.
We're having a big festival on this Saturday in Kaunas, Lithuania, and everybody's invited to come. My Vyas Puja celebration will be this Saturday in Kaunas, Lithuania. Rajavidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now there's Mahaprasad.
Is great Srimad Sankarshan Dasa Pikari Ki.
Jai.